Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me in studio today, Joanne Deal, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau in Monroe. Joanne, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. And I want to talk a little bit about the Better Business Bureau. It's one of those organizations I think people know in name, but they may not really be familiar with everything the Bureau does. Can you tell us a little bit about the services that the Bureau provides?
That's a pleasure to do. The Better Business Bureau is a clearinghouse for businesses and consumers so that we can provide honest, trustworthy interactions between consumers and businesses in our area. We cover a 13 parish area, and we have a website that has national access for all businesses. So again, we're all about starting with trust, truth in advertising, truth in business.
Mm-hmm. With the Bureau, does it cover businesses and services, or does it, you know, cover products that a business may provide?
Well, actually, it can cover just about everything. We also cover charity organizations, but the business concepts means that a product, a service, anything that you pay money for is something that we try to help you with.
Something that the businesses are a part of. They actually pay for membership within this?
Businesses agree to be accredited. They pay a fee for that service. They are self-regulating, and they pay this fee to have us follow their reliability. Businesses in our area, we have 500-plus businesses who make the service available in Northeast Louisiana. And through those accredited businesses, we're able to offer consumer education as well as business education programs, a complaint process, an ad review process. And then if problems cannot be resolved through this process, then we recommend law enforcement, litigation, or any other means that's necessary for the customer to get satisfaction.
So when you see the acknowledgement or the placard in a window, it really means something that they either belong to or have been acknowledged by the Better Business Bureau then?
Again, because a business is willing to self-regulate and they're willing to pay fees to advertise, that they stand behind their trust, that you can trust them, I think it says a lot.
Well, one of the latest issues that has come up, I guess, that the Bureau is kind of keeping an eye on has to do with the U.S. Census. And the citizen should have received the forms. If not, they should be receiving them within the next few days. With that form, tell us a little bit about the official U.S. Census form.
We're very concerned that our public understand that the census is a very important process. For our accredited businesses, this affects law, it affects taxes, it affects revenue, it affects political representation. By the same token, the process that begins every 10 years allows for scammers to hide under the wings of this information-seeking process. So we're encouraging our consumers and our businesses to be aware that the U.S. Census operates programs all year long. This particular census is, of course, about determining the population for our area. So in doing so, the forms went out in the mail. There has been a lot of public education about the census. However, at the same time, we're aware that in other areas, people have been scammed. Individuals who live alone might be fooled by people who pose as enumerators at their doorsteps. If you filled out your census form correctly, you probably will not be contacted either by phone or in person. The Census Bureau wants us to be sure and tell our communities that by no means will they receive an email in response to a census issue. So this is called phishing, and there is a website specifically designed to forward these emails to, and you will not receive a response. So this is designed so that you know that any census email is a scam.
So there is no email then that is sent out from the census. They would either directly contact you through the mail and providing you the form.
Absolutely, or by phone or in person.
Right, which is the enumerators, but they actually, I don't believe, will come out until later on where they start. If they have to go door to door, then someone will contact you. But The actual census form, it's only about 10 questions, correct?
It's only 10 questions. People have called the BBB about the phone number and the date of birth. Those are legitimate questions. The full Social Security number is definitely not a question. Whether or not you have a bank account and where it is and what your debit card number is, what your account number is, are definitely not things you should answer. If there's any mention of the exchange of money, you are dealing with a scammer.
Speaking with Joanne Deal, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Joanne, if someone comes across one of the false survey forms or if they receive an email, what course of action do they need to take?
The U.S. Census Bureau would want to you to contact the Dallas office immediately. They serve our area. If you have an enumerator at your door and you don't think they should be there, you can ask for their ID and you can hold them at your door and call the Census Bureau and check on them personally. With emails, again, you forward those to the Census website. And of course, we will help you check any mail outs to make sure that they are from the Census.
Good information. Joanne Deal, President and CEO with the Better Business Bureau. And if someone needs to get in touch with you locally here, what does a number or an email that they can get in contact with you?
You can call 387-4600. Our switchboard opens at 8:30 every morning. It's closed from 12 to 1. We reopen at 1 and stay open for daily for calls till 3:30. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can look up anything you'd like to know at www.bbb.org.
Joanne, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.